JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Advancement of the Logistics Hub Initiative, rehabilitation of the road network and other critical infrastructure, as well as providing home ownership to Jamaicans, are among the major achievements of the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing in 2014. As the government continues work to establish Jamaica as a logistics hub, the first major infrastructure under the National Logistics Hub Initiative got underway with the launch of the $20 million US dollar total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves. The facility is under construction and will become operational in January 2016.
The development of the logistics facilities at the Port of Kingston is part of the broader strategy aimed at establishing Jamaica as the premier transshipment hub of the Americas in the post-Panama expansion era.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The government continued its program of works, building infrastructure to keep communities connected and to ensure that Jamaicans travel on roads that are safe. During 2014, a number of roads, retaining walls, drains and sidewalks were repaired or constructed across the island. A significant portion of the works was carried out with funding from the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP. Each of the island's 63 constituencies has been allocated $10 million for project development involving construction and repairs under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP component of the MIDP.
The first portion of the JEEP component is for $630 million and it will be spent on roads, retaining walls, drains and sidewalks.
Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies. Jamaica achieved another milestone in 2014 with the opening of segment 2 of the north-south leg of Highway 2000. The more than 19-kilometer Mount Rosa bypass is part of three legs of the north-south link of Highway 2000 to be completed. The other legs, Caymanas to Linstead and Manique to Ocho Rios, are scheduled to be completed by 2016. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller noted that completion and opening of the Mount Rosa leg of Highway 2000 is a major achievement for the country.
Today's ceremony says in no uncertain manner that the work is well and truly underway. This project is very special to me.
The government's development strategy was further strengthened with an increased drive for a more viable, efficient and modern public transportation system. The state-owned Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, in April reclaimed several routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Region, the KMTR, and contracted private operators to support the seat capacity as part of the reformed sub-franchise system. New opportunities were opened for more Jamaicans to own a home. As part of the strategy to make buying a home easier, the Mortgage Insurance Amendment Act 2014 was passed in both the lower and upper house. The bill seeks to increase to 97% the percentage of the appraised value of the property on which mortgage indemnity insurance is granted, up from 90%.
The amendment is a simple enough matter, but it is expected to have a significant effect on the housing sector in this country. This is part of the current administration's deliberate efforts to make access to home ownership more realizable.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. Ground was broken for the construction of 32 houses in Majesty Gardens, St. Andrew, by the National Housing Trust, the NHT, at a cost of over $175 million. The NHT is targeting completion of some 2,160 housing solutions during the 2014-2015 fiscal year. Over $22 billion was also disbursed for construction and mortgage financing activities. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the NHT continues to be the largest investor in Jamaica's housing sector.
As a result, some 7,500 mortgage loans were provided to teachers, members of the security forces, domestic helpers, laborers, and a host of other contributors. A further 1.6 was allocated to fund private developments under its interim finance program.
The initiatives undertaken by the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing are in keeping with the government's overall plan to drive economic growth and development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.